warning. The following podcast contains strong language and sexual references from the onset and throughout.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
That's it. We're back for, weirdly, part two of season six. It's so big now, even the seasons are split.
But I love the fact that we still get like messages from people going, when's the next? So yous want it, lads. Yous want it.
Oh, they want it. They're hungry for it.
We just forgot it was Christmas.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, we may just park this and come back to it.
Well, we're back.
We're back and we're gearing up over the next couple of weeks ahead of Daily Dilemma Uncensored live in Wexford on Valentine's night. More on that later. But as it has been a little bit of time, let's remind ourselves what happened last time.
Last time on Daily Dilemma Uncensored.
I'm seeing a guy about 2 months now and we've really hit it off. But some of his behaviour has me questioning how he really feels about me. When we're out and about, he's always checking out other girls and he's quite obvious about it. He'll gawk at them even when he's in the middle of a conversation with me. He seems particularly into boobs. If a girl walks in with great, quote, diddies, as Niall calls them, his head will turn almost 360 degrees for a look. Now, it came to a head last weekend when one of my best friends came over and had a Chinese with the two of us. Now, this girl is endowed. They're like mailbags. And the lad couldn't concentrate on his chow mein. He didn't look her in the eye once when chatting to her. I had to say it to him afterwards in a jokey way. And he said it's natural for a guy to look at boobs and every guy does it. I suppose I'm a little paranoid because I have small boobs myself. Do I just have to accept that this is his way and he'll always be like this? Is it just what guys do? So that was last time. It was a juicy one and we got a huge amount of reaction on our social media to it. So give me a little flavour there.
So Debbie said, I've got a big bust, double FF. Ooh. And the bloke, Killian.
Ooh. Oh, FF, I haven't heard those letters.
And the bloke I'm seeing doesn't look around him while we're out. Bloke being spoken about has little respect for his girlfriend. She needs to look ahead into the future.
Yeah, it's all about respect really in the comments because Tig says, lacks respect for others and yourself. I think everyone has been guilty of taking a glance. Man, woman, gay, straight, it doesn't matter. But to not have the self-control and respect for others to divert your attention and speak to somebody like they're a person, not an object, is just creepy. And sorry, I just want to mention Anne-Marie who says, you start looking at every fella's lunchbox when you're out. Do you look at lunchboxes?
I never look at lunchboxes. I do not. Did you not say that that's... Well,
yeah, sometimes. That's why certain clothes lend themselves
to it. Is that not why you love a tracksuit pants?
The grey tracksuit ends, yeah.
There you go. I'm on to you. I'm on to you. And Tom is fond of a grey tracksuit end.
And I'd would
be,
he be?
I'd be telling
would
him
be
not
swinging
to
about?
He would not. That's not. Is that why you like it? Because it's always loose.
It's our tight. I'll work with either. I'm not picky.
Oh, jeez.
Beggars can't be choosers. Okay, now you can get in touch with us at any stage for Daily Dilemma Uncensored by emailing talk@beat102103.com. What have you got for us this week's show?
Oh, well, this is on the back of a chat that we had about a full bush on the main show during the week and how it's now a viral trend that, you know, you can rock a full bush and there's no bother to it. So I'm glad we were an inspiration for this uncensored dilemma. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're always influencers and we don't even know it. Like, there I am. I didn't say bush on the radio. I called it a garden. But like full bush and then led to this. It's wonderful. Hey, Niall and show. Heard you chatting about manscaping and keeping your areas tidy on the show the other morning. So I'd said I'd get your thoughts on this. My boyfriend and I are seeing each other 3 years now and we're very open in regard to everything. He burps in front of me. I fart in front of him. I could be in the shower and he'll come in and use the toilet. As I said, very open and free around each other.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good. It's good to have that comfort in a relationship.
I have issues with some of those. However, one thing has me a bit lost for words and I can't go there. He was shaving his pubes the other night and he called me in and asked me if he held up his sack.
Sorry.
And we're back.
We're back in the room.
Would I shave the tricky parts and possibly tweeze them? I said no immediately and he got annoyed with me and said all the lads' girlfriends do it for them. Is this a thing? I'd never dream of asking anyone to go down there on me and start shaving as I'd find it too much. Please reassure me that this is not a done thing.
Silence. So he needs a bit of help. Look, let's be honest. It's a tricky area down there. The gooch, the perineum, the bars, whatever you want to call it.
And the gooch, the perineum. Well,
I've never heard the perineum.
That's the scientific term for it.
I've heard the gooch.
Because you can get the perineum pierced.
Perineum is lovely. I like the word perineum.
Wasn't there a footballer called the Gooch Cooper? There was a Kerry.
There was a cricketer as well, a gooch. But yeah, I like Barse because it's the bits between your balls and your arse.
Ah,
anyway, Barse. So what I'm saying is it is tricky down there, and now Nick, and you could be in a lot of pain, so I can see why he has reached out.
I've been that soldier.
Have you?
Yeah. Yep. I went with an electrical shaver once.
Ooh!
And
why would you do that?
It was grand for the top half, and then I went for the sack area, and yeah, just like the bit of skin got caught in it, and I was like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, I'm using a traditional razor, and I've nicked the balls. Yeah.
But let me tell you, one of the best feelings when you have your testicles or whatever, when
you have your
testicles or whatever.
You know what? Very satisfying when they're very smooth. But the only problem I have, and a lot of girls do say this to me, because like, obviously, you'd be chatting about it. Like, you know, what
I
do you
can't
like?
Wait to see what a lot of girls say to them.
No, go on. A lot of people don't like it when it's fully, fully like clean.
Shaved.
Because they think it's like a baby or something. Or it's very childlike.
Not so much the balls. I think I'm getting into the balls can like look good when they're shaved. But I kind of agree that if it's all gone from the, like, the pubic area, then it can look a little bit childish, or like a little mole, you know. What really bothers me, and I know we're getting way into it too quickly here, what really bothers me is guys who shave their pubes, right?
Okay.
And that area, but don't do anything so the hair comes to a line there, and then it's baldness.
That's me.
And I just can't. It's too contrasting, you know.
I can't be dealing with doing, like, sometimes I do in the middle of my chest here between my boobies, like I do there and around. But I can't be dealing because it grows back quicker.
I think it's all or nothing. You're either shaved or you're hairy, and both are fine, but it's the half and half, like a loop de loop ice lolly.
Can I go? Because I don't really want to stay for this anymore. I feel so out of my depth.
Sorry, but we're really getting into what we couldn't talk about on the show the other morning.
I know, but like, we've talked about much worse. It's only a bit of hair.
No,
love.
But I texted Tom before it came on because I'd read the dilemma. I'm sorry. I just did. Like, are all balls hairy?
Yeah, pretty much. Unless you're a baby. Yeah.
Tom doesn't have very hairy balls.
I can't believe he just outed his hairy balls.
I just texted him before. I didn't want to do a bit of research. Like, he's never, for the record, I've never shaved his ball sack. I never plan on shaving his ball sack.
It's something you're unwilling to do.
It's not that I'm unwilling to do, but I caught a fella's hair years ago, a guy I was going out with, and he didn't talk to me for 3 days because I did a bad job.
You can't do a bad job down there.
Unless
you nick it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going into someone's balls and then like being responsible for it. Even if it is my husband's. I said, about to cover a dilemma about a guy shaving his ball sack. Do you do that? He just replied, I have done. It's not pleasant. I'm not familiar with very hairy balls. I've managed to get to this point in my life without going out with guys that have really hairy balls. But back to what Killian said about the whole idea of shaving everything down there and that kind of look. As a girl, it's not necessarily, for me anyway, it's not necessarily just about the look of it. It's also the fact that the friction. And so if we've both in that situation,
the rubbing
is insane and it doesn't make for a pleasant experience.
I don't get that.
And I don't mind a little bit of fuzz around the balls.
Wouldn't be venturing down there much anyway.
Me?
Yeah. Like, as a woman, like, I do like it a bit now. If a woman, like, it's uncensored, so it's a blowjob. I do like a bit on the balls, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of guys do, like,
Oh, like a little.
Well, also,
no, like in the mouth.
A lick.
Yeah.
Or put them in your mouth.
Put them in. Give them an old suck.
Have you ever had a ball in your mouth? Honestly.
Oh, yeah, honest to God.
Well,
you have to be very careful.
I don't know if I've ever directly had one, like, as in...
There's something new for you this weekend now, Lucky Tom.
Yeah, but very careful. Very careful. Very sensitive. Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh.
Put one in, put the other in, and then try to get them both in.
Oh, no.
This is a bit too far for me. Can we go back to the dilemma and the shaving of the pubes?
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like he burps in front of you first. I think you kind of are at that level anyway, that like, if you do all those other things, like if he comes into the toilet and he sits on that toilet and does what I assume you're talking about him doing, then I actually don't see the problem with you taking out the shaver or the tweezers or whatever and giving him an old.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a thing that you do. Like, I didn't know really. I thought you only shaved
the pubic
around
area.
That area.
No.
I didn't realize.
And again, as a gay guy, you often really have to go much further because you've got to do the arse as well, and that's very tricky to do on your own.
How do you shave your own arse?
You kind of got to get around to the razor and do like.
And is it really sore? Like,
no,
do
it's
you
not
do
sore,
it?
But again, it's the risk of a nick on the crack.
Or IMAC?
I don't know. I just don't trust that Veet. I don't know.
Why? Are you afraid it'll get stuck up there or something?
No. I don't know. I just get the sense that it burns or something. I don't know.
Oh, no. I don't think so. I think it's more like it'll remove the hair. Mm. There's like a spatula.
Yeah.
So
I am not. Now, look, you go through different phases of it or whatever. I am never going to be the guy that goes to the beauty salon and gets on my hands and knees and holds my balls while a woman does a back sack and crack. I just think dignity goes out the window there. I can't see.
Guys that do it? Like,
that's what I was going to ask.
The back sack and crack is relatively popular. I don't know how big in Ireland, but like it is popular.
It's just when you said it there, I realised I didn't actually know what a ball back sack and crack was. I never thought about the sack.
I didn't know that was a thing because my friend's one recently went and got her vagina waxed.
Okay.
And I was like, not that I thought about it, but I was like, I wonder, do men do that? Like, can you get your nether regions? I know you said more for the arse probably, but like, I wouldn't like someone. I kind of like, go back to the girl's dilemma. I would, like, I am a fairly open guy and I'd do anything, but I think like if someone say shave my pubes like a woman, I'd be like, that's a bit, because like
it can be quite intimate though, you know.
It's intimate,
oh, no,
but when you're not in that
exactly,
when you're not in that sexual mindset, I think down there is a bit kind of like, ugh, you know, like if I like, no one's saying, like, you put a vagina in front of me, like a picture of a vagina, I would not be going like, oh yeah. Like, do you know, I think they're disgusting little things. Do you know?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. They're just a bit of flapping skin. Do you know that kind of way? But, like, in a sexual setting, like, when you're with a girl and you're going all, it's not like, yeah, give it to me. But, like, if someone was just to say, like, will you shave my pubes? I just think it's like, no, it's a bit mank. Like,
a lot of girls will also say that as well. Like, willies and balls are the weirdest looking alien things.
Yeah, but look, they're not great. But, like, but if you like somebody, then you can appreciate that. I suppose I understand what you're saying out of context. Like, so you don't want to see somebody when they're, but like that time I got the rash from the wax and I had to get Tom to go down like with the cream because I could, like, honestly, I had, because I, it was right underneath.
Yeah.
It was in like
a place you couldn't reach.
And I couldn't see.
It was like, it literally came out in little lumps. Like that's what happened. It was a reaction, a very strong reaction.
What came out in lumps?
The wax, like the reaction to the wax came out in such a, like, It was quite a bad reaction.
But that was almost a medical issue, to be fair. And like, we would all do anything for a loved one.
Yeah,
in
that's
a medical
true.
Situation.
Fair.
This is more just, as we said, manscaping, tidying. I think go for it, girl. You're that comfortable with each other. You know, you can have a laugh while you're doing it.
I don't think it's that bad a thing. I'm just surprised. I'm like questioning. Should Tom have asked me by now to do it? Like, why has he not asked me?
It's probably the weird thing is that if you are willing to, like, obviously go to the toilet when you're in the shower, if you're willing to, like, fart and burp, like, why is this too far? But I get that, like, hair and stuff. Like, even, like, I share a house with Megan and, like, there's hair in the shower and sometimes I'll have to pick hair out of the plug or whatever the fuck it's called. Mm. And sometimes, like, I find that disgusting. Or even, like, dog hairs. Do you know, like, it's another person's hair.
Yeah. I think it's a hair on the desk, and even if it's a head hair, you almost get the.
If it's a hair on someone that you fancy, and it's a little hair, like
a non-sexual setting show.
But the sex comes afterwards. You can't talk about a non-sexual setting really when you're saying that, like, you're with this person. Like,
3 years.
It's not like
they know each other's body inside.
It's not like Niall asking me to shave his balls.
I mean, I think HR might step in. I've asked a lot of you over the years, and that might be the step too far show, I think.
No, yeah, and you don't have balls, just to clarify.
Yeah, I don't really trust you either.
Would you not?
I don't know. I mean, those nails.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you're trusting another person with a weapon. It's a shaver.
Yeah, and it is your most delicate item on a guy, your balls.
Do
you think
it's weird that he's never asked me to do it? Like, what?
I didn't know that was a thing. Straight up.
I don't think it's weird he hasn't asked. I think most guys would rather deal with it themselves and then, surprise, look at me, I'm sexy.
I know, and sometimes he does that and he comes out of the shower and he's all delighted with it. And all I can think about is the bloody friction that's going to happen. Like, you know, I mean, like, he's feeling sexy.
Do you know what you need to do, obviously, to deal with your friction issue? You need a rota. So February he's shaved and you're furry, and then March he can be furry and you're shaved, so that there's never two sandpapers coming together. That's a rota. We'll do it up.
Can I tell you something, right? This is a real, like, Daily Dilemma uncensored secret.
Okay, go on.
Every Saturday for the last 4 weeks we've had sex at the exact same time.
What time?
20. Obviously, you're doing it together.
No, as in the exact same time on the clock.
Yeah, I want to know the time, so I need to know when not to text you this Saturday or ring you.
Yeah, I've been chatting to you on Saturday.
What time? Go on, give us a time. Like, is it daytime, nighttime?
You're going to ring me on Saturday, aren't you? 25 past 11.
In the morning.
Eve's at ballet. It's a 45 minute
window.
You're
not the only one doing twinkle toes.
And honestly, it's been great. Like, if you go by our house at that time.
Oh, it certainly will be.
Like, the blinds are shut. Mm. And now I'm like, kind of like excited about Saturday. And I wouldn't have said I was ever into like a routine kind of thing. But I don't know why I've told
and
you
it's
that.
Funny, it's funny because then I think I saw your story at like 12:30 on Saturday having brunch and you had some smile on your face.
And he's there as well.
I thought you were happy about your eggs Benedict, but now I know.
And did Tom look happy as well?
He certainly did. My man is oblivious to what's going on.
Wow. Right, final thoughts, everybody. What are we saying to our emailer? Killian.
Look, if you're really, really not comfortable with it, I wouldn't do it. Personally, I think it's a bit too far, even I don't care how many years you're together. But look, if it's important to him and he wants it done, maybe try it once and just don't cut him.
Yeah, just don't cut him. Yeah,
I hate the way he said all the lads' girlfriends do him. Yeah, that kind of annoyed me. It's like really childish behaviour.
It is a bit
juvenile.
I mean, I just think, look, go for it. You know each other inside out. You know each other's bodies inside out. He's asked you for help. You love him. And you could have a bit of crack doing it and certainly have some crack afterwards. But tread carefully, as Killian says.
The use of crack is hilarious. In this. No, I would say if you're not comfortable with it, like straight out, why would you do something that doesn't make you feel comfortable? And reassure you, I've been married for a good few years and I've never done it and I'm not going to do it, alright?
Right. Ruled it out.
Ruled it out, absolutely. You can let us know what you think as well. You can comment on our socials, Facebook, Twitter, which is now X, Instagram, TikTok, all the
Facebook.
Usual.
Absolutely.
Top of the list. Yes.
Coming soon, the live episodes of Daily Dilemma Uncensored. We've got our special night on February 14th, Valentine's Night in Wexford, and we'll give you a bit more detail on that on next week's podcast. Have a good week.
Bye.
Have you got something that's too saucy to share on air? DM us on Instagram and X or email talk@beat102103.com.